Ayan. So happy anniversary, si Crossworld. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon for 41 years of His faithfulness, greatness, and goodness. Hallelujah. Yon. At para po sa ating mga bisita, yung po nakita po ninyo ay bahagi ng ating series. Tayo po ay naglalakbay sa aklat ng Genesis. At sa linggo na ito ay pangalawang segment po iyan. Ayan, so ang dami na pala nating kwento na nadaanan, no? At ngayon naman, inilalapat natin yung mga kwento noon sa buhay natin ngayon. Kaya purihin ang Panginoon for His word that is really timeless. And every time, no, talaga masabi natin timely. Yon. At kulang yung lifetime natin, kulang ang buhay po natin to really read through and be nurtured by the Word of God because it is our life and it is our power. Let us greet one another. Pwede po bang i-greet po natin ang ating katabi lang? Sabihin mo sa kanya, "The Lord be with you." Sumagot din po tayo, "And so with you." Gawin po natin sa Tagalog, sabihin natin, sumainyo ang Panginoon at sumainyo rin. Sa likod po ninyo, sabihin niyo po, sumainyo ang Panginoon at sumainyo rin. Wow! You know, this greeting ushers us to one foundational truth in our faith. And that is our need to walk this life in the very presence of God. Sumain niyo ang Panginoon at sumaakin rin naman. Ito ang dalangin ng puso natin na tayo tumindig, tumayo at magpakalalim sa katotohanan ng hindi lang ito pagbati, kung hindi katotohanan na magdudulot ng buhay because the presence of God is everything. Like Pastor Edmund Chan said, "For in the pilgrimage of life, with all the ups and downs, the presence of God is everything." Can we read it again? "In the pilgrimage of life, with all the ups and downs, the presence of God is everything." Father, we declare that in your presence, there is life. That apart from you, Lord, we are nothing and can do nothing. Teach us, Holy Spirit, to deepen into our mind, heart, soul, and spirit, that your presence is everything we need. In your name, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen and amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon who is everything for us. Let us then continue with our series, Reborn. Everybody say with me, Reborn. Itong panalangin ng puso natin simula ng 2023, pagbukas ng bagong taon, nais po natin magpasimulang muli, ipanganak na muli. Maaring nung pagsiklab ng 2023 ay mga nangangapa pa tayo because of the pandemic, no? Na naging dalawang taong naka-lockdown po tayo. And then pagbukas ng 2023, we ask the Lord, "Lord, what is it for me? What did you prepare for me?" At ito po ang ibinigay ng Diyos sa ating lahat bilang isang church, bilang kanyang iglesia, that we need to be reborn, that we need a new birth. Kailangan nating ipanganak na muli. At yun nga, merong inilagay ang Panginoon sa puso natin, sa ating sinapupunan ng kaluluwa po natin na kailangan nating ipanganak. It is the character of Jesus in us. At kaya habang nilalakbay natin, kahit in the Old Testament pa yung kwento natin, we want to see Jesus and Jesus alone. So, tunghaya na po natin ang sunod nating bahagi ng kwento, and that is in chapter 39. If you have your Bibles with you, kindly open it with me to Genesis chapter 39 and the title of this message, "The Lord was with Joseph." The Lord was with Joseph. Layunin po ng ating pagtatalakay ngayon sa umagang ito na makita rin natin ang kahalagahan ng presensya ng Panginoon sa ating buhay, hindi lamang po sa mga magagandang pangyayari, maging sa mga hindi rin inaasahang pangyayari, masabi nating, wow, God is with me, kasama ko pala ang Diyos at hindi niya ako iniiwan. At dahil doon, tayo magdidesisyon na lumakad sa Kanya sa tuwi na, hindi lang palagi, kundi sa lahat ng lakad o landas. So, sige po, pwede niyo po ba akong samahang tumayo? And let us just read Genesis chapter 39, verses 1-6. Lakasan po natin ang ating tinig as we read the Word of God. Let us read it all together now. Now, Joseph had been brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, had bought him from the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man. And he was in the house of his Egyptian master. His master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord caused all that he did to succeed in his hands. So Joseph found favor in his sight and attended him. And he made him overseer of his house and put him in charge of all that he had. From the time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The blessing of the Lord was on all that he had, in house and field. So he left all that he had in Joseph's charge. And because of him, he had no concern about anything but the food he ate. The Lord blessed the reading of his words. Pwede na po tayo makaupo. So we came. So, nasa Genesis chapter 39 na po tayo. Saan po tayo galing? Oh, very good. Genesis 38. But Genesis 38 talked about Judah and Tamar. Pero ngayon, pinag-uusapan natin, pag-uusapan natin po si Joseph. So, saan po siya galing before Genesis chapter 39? He came from Genesis chapter 37. At malungkot ang pinanggalingan ni Joseph na nasa Egypt ngayon. Because kaya siya napunta sa Ehipto ay dahil siya'y pinagbili mismo ng kanyang mga kapatid bilang alipin no po, sa ibang mga lahi. Ang tawag po ay Midianites or Ishmaelites. So siya'y napunta kay Potiphar sa isang opisyales ni Potiphar. Ang tawag po doon, tama, si Potiphar, Pharaoh's official. So si Potiphar po ay para siyang general, no, captain of the guard. Makapangyarihan, may posisyon, may power, at may kayamanan. No, lahat, sabihin natin. So syempre, guard, official guard siya po ni Pharaoh. And papapansin lang din po natin dito that the Lord was with Joseph. Madalas nating marinig yung word na Lord or Panginoon, Diyos sa Biblia. But in particular, ito pong Lord na binabanggit po dito ay si Yahweh. Ayan. So in Hebrew, the word Yahweh spells as YHWH, no? Wala silang vowel. Pero ano po bang ibig sabihin nito? More than the name na with consonant spelling. Sabi dito, the Lord Yahweh means the covenant God, no? The covenant faithful God. He is God and He is everything. At nabanggit po sa book of Genesis ng tatlong beses ang salitang Yahweh. Una ay ang sa creation. Pangalawa, when Abraham bought a burial site for Sarah. At ang pangatlo po ngayon sa Genesis chapter 39. So makita lamang po natin dito that Yahweh signifies covenant, His covenant faithfulness to be with His people. So, pagka sinabi po natin covenant, promise. Pagka sinabi natin covenant, yung sinumpaan, ng Diyos sa mga tao, ano po iyon? Yung hindi niya iiwanan, hindi niya pababayaan. That's our covenant God. So ito po ang kasama ni Joseph. Imagine niyo po yung word na, and the Lord was with Joseph, the Lord of promise, the Lord who fulfills promises, the Lord who is true, the Lord who is powerful, the Lord who created everything, the Lord who is the source of life, He is with Joseph. So imagine po natin, if this same God, if this same Lord is with us, ano kaya ang pwedeng mangyari sa buhay natin? And so, with this chapter, we will see how this covenant God reveals Himself, manifests Himself to Joseph as he walks with him all the journey of Joseph in Egypt. In chapter 39, may tatlong instances. There were three instances in the life of Joseph that showed that this covenant God is with him. So, ano-ano po yun? Una, sa success. Pangalawa, sa battle. Pangatlo, sa suffering. So, iisa-isahin po natin ito. Number one, the Lord was with Joseph in time of success. When Joseph flourishes as a slave, as a servant, no, in a foreign land. So, imaginein po natin, the Lord was with Joseph and therefore he became successful. He was in the house of the Egyptian master. The master himself saw, nakita niya that the Lord was with him. So, nasaan pong bansa si Joseph? Nasa foreign land siya. Unbelieving world, unbelieving people. Yet, nakita nila, nakita mismo ng kanyang master that the Lord was with him. Umpisang-umpisa pa lang ng bahagi ng buhay niya, may ebidensya na na talagang ang Diyos ay sumasa kay Jose. And he made him overseer of his house. So he got promoted. At ang sabi doon, paulit-ulit dito sa bahagi ng mga talata na ito, that all that the Egyptian master had, no po, ay ipinagkatiwala po niya kay Joseph. So let us take note. It is the Lord who caused all that Joseph did to succeed. It is the Lord who had blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. So dahil sumasa kay Joseph ang Panginoon, yung Yahweh, the covenant God, was with Joseph, he got promoted and talagang naging evident, no, yung presensya ng Diyos kay Joseph na nakita ng mga tao na hindi lang sa kanyang mga gawa, kundi even sa presence ni Joseph, nabibless yung sambahayan. Naranasan niyo po ba yon na talagang masabi ng mga tao sa inyo na, wow, simula nung dumating ka dito, nag-iba ang atmosphere ng bahay. Simula nung pumasok ka dito sa trabaho na ito, may kakaibang joy. O simula nung sumali ka sa ministry na ito, may kakaibang sigla. Why? It is because the Lord is with you. That's the power of God's presence in us. So here we see that the Lord is with Joseph. Sa panahon na saan siya galing? Sa panahon na siya ay nagsasuffer. Siya po ay galing sa rejection, abandonment. Siya po ay galing sa feeling of aloneness and feeling lonely because he was away from his father. And talagang ang sakit because na-betray siya eh. No, at dinenay siya ng kanyang mga kapatid at pinagbili pa po siya as a slave. Yet, Joseph flourishes. Yet, Joseph flourishes. Naging successful po siya. He prospers not only with some of his work, not only when the time na talagang nag-uumpisa siya, doon lang siya pinagpala ng Panginoon. Sabi dito, he prospers in all that he does, even in the midst of his loneliness, even in the midst of his aloneness, even No, he's been through rejection, he's been through betrayal, he's been through a lot of darkness. Yet Joseph flourishes. Why? Because the Lord was with him. At nandun po, ibinigay na ni Potiphar ang favor po kay Joseph. And it's amazing, makapapansin po natin dito that everything Joseph touches prospers. And so everything na po, na pagmamayari o business po ni Potiphar ay pinagkatiwala po sa kanya. Wow, what a blessing. Kaya po, yun ang dalagi natin, Panginoon, the covenant God, the God Elohim, the Yahweh, Lord, sumaakin ka. No, sumaakin ka kagaya nung nangyari kay Joseph. And nice lamang po natin makita dito na sana nga, when Joseph prospers in the foreign land, when Joseph had everything do po in his hand bilang kanang kamay ni Potiphar, sana nga ito na yung happily ever after chapter ni Joseph. Diba? Sana ito na yung simula at katapusan ng napakasasaya at masasayang mga pangyayari sa buhay niya. Pero may nagbabanggit po ng tagumpay daw po ni Joseph, ang favor na tinanggap ni Joseph mula sa Panginoon, ang favor na binigay ng Panginoon kay Joseph at through him, no po, ang sabi daw po dito, it's time to breathe. Time to breathe that the Lord is giving to Joseph. What is that time to breathe? Everybody say with me, time to breathe. Yun, panahon ng paghinga. Panahon ng pamamahinga. Because Joseph had been through the rejection and abandonment ng kanyang mga kapatid. And now, no, pinamalas ng Diyos ang presensya niya sa pamamagitan ng pagbibigay niya kay Joseph ng success, favor, prosperity. Para saan? For Joseph to breathe. For Joseph to be refreshed. For Joseph to feel rested. For Joseph, for him to prepare for the next chapter of his life. Yun po pala yun. May mga panahon sa buhay natin na everything seemed okay or seems okay. Diba? Masasabi natin, okay na ako. Basta nakakakain kami na 3 beses sa isang araw. O basta nakakapag-aral ang mga anak. O ngayon, tapos na silang mag-aral. Nagtatrabaho na sila. Ano pa kaya ang sa amin? Ano pa kaya naghihintay? Parang okay na kami. Salamat sa Panginoon. When you feel okay, when you feel that everything seems quiet, and walang turbulence, na po, that's time to breathe. Ibig sabihin din po ng paghinga ay iyo pong lagumin ang lahat na naging aral sa buhay. Iyo pong lagumin ang lahat ng mayroon ka. Iyo pong pagsamasamahin ang mga panahon ng masasaya at panahon ng tagumpay upang ito ay maging pundasyon mo, maging lakas mo pagdating ng susunod na bahagi ng buhay. Ano iyon? At minsan o madalas, ang kasunod nito ay pagsubok. And this reminds us to po that there are trials and sabihin natin mga pangangailangan that will come our way. Pero itong time to breathe na ito, itong success na ito, itong paghahanda natin sa mga susunod na hamon ng buhay, this reminds us that God still, the Lord, the covenant God, is with us in good times and even in the bad times that might come my way. Sana daw po ay isuksok natin sa ating mga puso at damdamin ang lahat ng mga magagandang aral dulot ng pagpapala ng Diyos sa atin. Walang aksidente at walang tsamba-tsamba sa pagpapala ng Diyos. Kung pinagpapala ka ng Diyos, nakakatanggap ka ng favor sa Kanya, bigay niya yan sa'yo, paglalaan niya yan sa'yo. But you know, blessing is not everything. You know, hindi po ang kalahatan ng buhay ay nandoon sa pagpapala. May this blessing, may this success, may this favor remind us that God is with us and He calls us to be blessed. And therefore, sabi dito, kailangan daw po natin paghandaan at gamitin ang lahat ng bagay na ito na pinagpapala ng Diyos sa atin para maging malakas tayo sa hamon ng buhay. Hindi po totoo yung sabi-sabi na kapag ang saya-saya mo or parang sinuswerte ka o meron kang breakthrough, eh huwag ka masyadong magpakasaya kasi may kapalit na lungkot yan. Hindi po yan totoo. Okay. Hindi po kasi killjoy si God at hindi rin po siya selfish. When He blesses you abundantly. Beyond you can think, imagine, and pray for. Amen ba? May mga pagpapala na masasabi mo na sa buhay mo na, bakit ako binigyan ng ganito? Hindi ko yata to deserve. Tama? O may mga blessing na, para saan ba to? Hindi ko naman to hiningi. Pero bakit ibinigay ng Panginoon sa akin? Kasi He loves you, He cares for you, He wants you to be happy and to be joyful. But it's not the real picture lamang ng reason ng blessing. Blessing must build us up. The favor, the success, must serve its purpose. At ang purpose ito ay ang pagbuo sa ating karakter. Na maisip natin at maalala natin, I am blessed, I have this favor, I have this breakthrough, and people are being blessed by me and through me only because the Lord is with me. Good times remind us that it is not everything in this life. Sana nga, pagka sinabi natin good life, sana all, yun na lang. Sana happily ever after. Pero kailangan po nating i-utilize, pagyamanin, i-deepen yung mga blessing na ito at favor ng Panginoon to build us up until we become His people. Na kahit pagdating ng bad times, hindi tayo nadarapa at hindi tayo nalulupaypay. Alam niyo po, itong nagdaang pandemic, lahat po tayo ay tinamaan sa iba't ibang larangan. It could be in health, mayroon sa ating mga nagka-COVID mismo. It could be in financial, maraming nagsarang kumpanya. It could be in relationship, dahil hindi tayo sanay na magkakasama sa bahay. It could be in mental health, dahil, yun nga, lockdown, parang lalo kang nalungkot, lalo kang na-depressed, lalo kang naging anxious. Pero alam niyo po, ayon sa ilang mga obserbasyon at yun nga pag-aaral, marami ang nakasurvive. Countless people survived the 2-year pandemic. Most people who overcame it, who overcame loss, grief, uncertainties, are those people who have been rooted by the Word of God. Hindi po tayo lahat ready sa pandemic, sa famine. Hindi tayo lahat ready sa tagutom at gyera o ano pamang mga kalamidad. Pero hindi po ito usapan ng handa ka ba? Handa ka ba sa hirap? Handa ka ba sa away? Handa ka ba sa lahat ng mga sakit at kamatayan? No. The question is, are we rooted in the Lord? Are we rooted in the presence of God? How deeply our lives are being rooted in His might so that when these uncertainties would come, we can stand strong and we can overcome. Again, these blessings are not everything, yet these are God-given favor for us for a purpose so that you can prepare for the next chapter of your life. At kagaya nga po ng bahagi ng buhay ni Jose, hindi po natapos sa favor. Hindi po naglinger ang mga blessing na ito. Dahil when we continue on reading, let's take a look. Verses 6, part B to chapter 2, verse 18. Basahin ko lamang po ito at sundan niyo po ako sa inyong paningin. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. And after a time, his master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph and said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Behold, because of me, my master has no concern about anything in the house, and he has put everything that he has in my charge. He is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept back anything from me except you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And as she spoke to Joseph day after day, he would not listen to her, to lie beside her or to be with her. Hinto po muna tayo dyan. So, kanina, no, blessed si Joseph with everything that that Potiphar had. Ipinagkatiwala niya kay Jose. Pero mayroon pong umeksena, and that's the wife of Potiphar. Ano po diretsahang gusto ni Potiphar's wife sa kanya? Sabi doon, "Halika, sumiping ka sa akin." So, magpapansin lang po natin dito, why? Why? Because Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. So, imagine nyo po yun, na kahit slave, kahit servant, no, kahit na doon sa naglilinis ng bahay o nasa kusina, o pagka ano man ang ginagawa ni Joseph na pambahay o pang field, basta dumaan na si Joseph, everybody na po napapaturn at talaga napapahinto at tila yata sinasabi na wow, no, talagang pwede bang mag-selfie picture o pwede bang pwede bang maging boyfriend ka man lang kahit one day. But you know, this Potiphar's wife, every day, ganun po niya, nililigawan, tinutukso si Joseph na siya ay, to lie with her. Nakakalungkot po, kung makikita po natin sa unang mga talata, the master, the Egyptian master, Potiphar, saw that the Lord was with Joseph, right? Pero dito naman, it's the wife, Potiphar's wife, who saw Joseph. So, in his outward appearance, pogi, guwapo, in good appearance, in form. And so, nagkaroon na po ng enticement. And then, let's continue on. Verse 11, "But one day when he went into the house to do his work and none of the men of the house was there in the house, she caught him by his garment, saying, 'Lie with me.' But he left his garment in her hand and fled and got out of the house. And as soon as she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and had fled out of the house, she called to the men of her household and said to them, 'See, he has brought among us a Hebrew to love at us. He came into me to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice. And as soon as he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried out, he left his garment beside me and fled out and go out of the house. Then she laid up his garment by her until his master came home. And she told him the same story, saying, 'The Hebrew servant whom you have brought among us came into me to laugh at me. But as soon as I lifted up my voice and cried, he left his garment beside me and fled out of the house.'" So, wow. Makita po natin dito that the Lord was with Joseph, number one, in success. When Joseph flourishes na po with all God's favor in his life. And secondly, the Lord was with Joseph even in the time of battle. Even in the time that he is fighting against temptation. So makita po natin that Joseph na po suffers deeply under this temptation kasi every day, no, hinohot po siya ni Potiphar's wife. And kung makita po natin dito na diretsahan na po na talagang dinadala sa kasalanan ni Potiphar's wife si Joseph. In the story, from Genesis chapter 38, to 39, makita lang po natin dito ang ilang pong contrast. Na po, si Judah, the message last week, na po, he initiated hiring the services of a prostitute, na po. At siya mismo po ang naghanap ng ikasisilo at ikababagsak po niya. While Joseph, hindi po siya ang nag-initiate, na po, ng temptation na ito. And makita po natin dito how he responded over temptation. So we see here Joseph's distinction. Everybody say with me, distinction. Joseph's distinction, kakaiba ang mayroon kay Joseph. Joseph turned Potiphar's wife down. No, he turns her down daily. No? So imagine mo na po, Potiphar's wife, general's wife, so talagang maganda din naman yan. And yun, imagine niyo na ang mga ina-apply din niya sa kanyang katawan. And pagka sinabi nating Egyptian beauty, ay talagang magaganda po sila. And also Joseph. Pero everyday, kahit na merong ganun po na pag-i-invite sa kanya, enticement sa kanya, ay everyday din po niya itong tinatalikdan, tinatalikuran. That's the distinction of Joseph. Sabi niya sa verse 8, "But he refused and said to his master's wife, 'Behold, because of me, my master has no concern about anything in the house.'" Tinatanggihan niya at sinasabi niya, sandali, sabi niya, tingnan mo, yung aking master, no, lahat ipinagkatiwala niya sa akin. He put everything in my charge. Pero mapapansin niyo po dito, meron siyang sinabi dito na word na, verse 9, "He is not greater in this house than I am." Let us pause for a while. Sometimes, sa temptation, parang masabi mo, oh, malakas ako dito, hindi ako magpo-fall dito. Alam kong aking boundaries. Alam kong lakas ko, I can overcome. But you know, si Joseph, he knew all along that the Lord was with him. Kaya ang sabi niya, even I have, parang human master, and that's Potiphar. And Potiphar is great. And yung kayamanan ni Potiphar, yung kapangyarihan niya, ibinigay sa akin. I am the right man of Potiphar. Pero may binanggit dito si Joseph. Verse 9, "He is not greater in this house than I am." Diba may master siya, si Potiphar? Pero sinasabi niya during temptation, no, na alam niya ang responsibility niya, hindi si Potiphar greater sa kanya sa panahon na ito. Who is that greater than Joseph? It's God. He knew all along that the Lord was with him. And even though I have this master who have trusted me with a lot and with everything, in fact, everything, hindi pa rin siya yung greater sa akin. Bakit? Ang nasa akin ay ang pinakamalakas at pinakamaster ng lahat, and that's God. So, we see here the distinction of Joseph in overcoming temptation. He acknowledges the blessing. He acknowledges the position, even the promotion, with responsibility and accountability. Yes, he has put everything in my charge, but he is not greater in this house than I am. There is only one person who is greater than every one of us here, and that is God who is in me. Bakit ako bababa sa iyo? Bakit ko papatulan ng tukso? Bakit ko ipagkakaila at tatalikdan ng lahat ng pagpapala sa akin? Hindi ba't lahat ng ito ay galing sa iisang Diyos na siyang sumasa akin? That's the loyalty, trust of Joseph to God. And then sinabi niya, lahat nga ay pinagkatiwala ni Potiphar sa akin, except you. Joseph did not abuse his position. Alam niya ang kanyang boundaries, alam niya ang kanyang borders. When we don't know how to handle the blessings with responsibility and accountability, nasa warning zone po tayo. Danger zone. Kaya itong pinakadelikado po sa ating lahat. God, no, entrusted everything to us. Parang naririnig na po natin yung unang kwento sa Genesis na ibinigay ng Diyos ang lahat ng pagpapala sa Garden of Eden. Lahat pwede niyong kainin except this one. Pero ano pong ginawa ni Eva? No, nakipag-communicate siya, nakipag-connect siya, no po, sa kalaban, kay Satanas. And then eventually, she fell down at ibinigay pa niya sa kanyang asawa at nahulog sila pareho sa kasalanan. Why? Dahil po, na-overemphasize ni Eve ang utos ng Diyos sa kanya na huwag kakainin, overemphasis on huwag kakainin, pero pwedeng hawakan. Something like that, na underestimate niya ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos. And therefore, Joseph knew all along na hindi niya pa pwedeng i-underestimate si God, hindi niya pwedeng i-overemphasize ang anumang mga commands ng Panginoon sa kanya. At isa pa po dito, he had everything. But whatever God had said to him, that's all yours, that's everything for you, that's what I intended for you, Joseph was all settled. He did not want more. He did not ask for more. He did not envy for others. He did not, no, wala siyang greed at wala siyang pagka-desire na, Potiphar, lahat, di ba, pinagkatiwala mo sa akin? Eh, bakit yung wife mo? Alam niya na hindi iyon tama. Alam niya na first and foremost, that's not really under the Lord's holiness and righteousness. So alam niya, madali niyang sabihin na hindi at hanggang saan lang siya. So, let us not underemphasize God's goodness, God's word, and never downplay with the blessings of the Lord. At huwag po natin i-overemphasize na po ang mga prohibisyon ng Panginoon sa atin. Joseph fought and talaga pong nilaban niya ang kanyang pagtitiwala at paglilingkod sa Panginoon at pagsunod sa Panginoon against this temptation as he kept his eyes na po on the God who is with him with the spirit of responsibility and accountability. Na hindi na niya iisipin ano pang kulang dun sa everything na yon. Hindi na niya naiisipin na paano pa kaya siya mapopromote. Joseph knows his boundaries. Joseph knows ano yung para sa kanya at hindi para sa kanya. He acknowledges the blessings with responsibility and accountability. Not only that, how did he overcome this temptation? Sabi niya, alam niya at kilala niya ang naturalesa ng demonyo. Identifies the true nature of evil. And evil begets evil. Ang dulo ng lahat ay kamatayan. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Paano ko magagawa ang isang dakila o sobrang karumihan, kasamaan, kasalanan laban sa Diyos? Na-realize ni Joseph, no, na ang pakikipag-usap niyang ito kay Potiphar's wife, na derechahan, kasi kung gagawin nila yon, hindi lang siya nagkakasala laban sa kay Potiphar's wife o kay Potiphar or kaya sa kanyang sarili. Primarily, he will commit the sin against God. At yan po minsan ang nagiging warning sa atin na binibigay ng Panginoon. Na sometimes, no, parang pwede naman tayong patawarin ng Diyos. Nandiyan naman ang Panginoon. Mahabagi naman siya. He's gracious, He's merciful. Parang one time lang, subukan kaya natin. Siguro naman, papatawarin naman ako ng Panginoon. Yes, He is gracious and He is merciful, but He is also just. No one knows kung ano magiging kapalit ng kasalanan na iyong ginawa, pero ang dulo ng lahat ng kasalanan na iyon ay kamatayan. We must remember that sin is fundamentally a direct personal rebellion against God Himself. So imaginein mo, yung word na Yahweh is with Joseph. God is with Joseph. Alam ni Joseph na kaya siya binibless, kaya siya favored, kaya siya merong ganitong breakthrough is because God is with him. The covenant God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and his father Jacob was with him. So kung gagawa siya ng kasalanan, kasama niya si God. And he cannot bring God to sin. Hindi niya pwedeng hubarin ang kanyang pagkakristyano. Hindi niya pwedeng hubarin ang kanyang pagiging disciple. Doon po pumapasok yung double life. Now on Sundays, we put on our garments of righteousness. And on weekdays, we take it off and do our things. But God sees us. Diba? John chapter 2, verse 25. Kita ng Diyos ang lahat ng laman ng puso natin. And therefore, Joseph, he overcame temptation because he did not just, he was not just thankful and grateful na, Lord, thank you, pinagpala mo ko, naiya naman ako magkasala sa'yo. Sobrang blessed na nga ako, pagkakasalanan pa kita. Hindi. Hindi lang yon, hindi lang siya grateful, hindi lang siya responsible, hindi lang siya accountable. He has this fear of the Lord. Bakit kita dadalhin sa kasalanan? Bakit kita bibit-bitin sa karumihan? And this makes sin direct personal rebellion against God. And then pagka nagkasala tayo, nabisto tayo, na-discover na, and then iiyak tayo, and then sabihin natin, bakit ganito? Ipinapahiya ako. Bakit ganito? Ang sakit nyo naman magsalita. Bakit ganito? Now, bakit nga ba ganon? May exposure. Because God wants walk with you. And then the Lord departed from you. Kaya nakita ka. Ikaw ang nakita. Nakitang karupukan, nakitang kasalanan, nakitang rebellion. But when God is with us, when the Lord is with us, when Yahweh is with us, we put on His holiness, we put on His righteousness, we put on His glory, we put on His grace. And people would see in us Jesus. At sana po wag natin itong makakalimutan. Joseph did not wait a moment to run, to flee away from Potiphar's wife. Kanino lang po ba tayo tumatakbo palayo? Kanino po tayo tumatakbo palayo? Or sa anong pagkakataon tayo makatakbong palayo? Kung nakita niyo po yung isang horrible massacre happened in Thailand, October 6. Ang mga testimony po ng mga daycare workers na inatak po ng isang murderer na ito sa daycare center whereby little children, 3, 4 years old na mga bata, during their nap time, they were sleeping. Nung ako po yung nagtuturo ng preschool, meron po talagang nap time. Talagang literally, papatulugin mo yung mga bata. So during nap time ng mga maliliit na bata na ito, and the daycare workers, so po, syempre nagbabantay sila, may nagtatestify po doon na bigla na lang yan narinig na parang sunod-sunod na putukan. Akala niya daw naglalaro ng firecrackers yung mga bata, pero bakit nga ganung kalakas? And then, Napatingin po siya sa loob at nakita na po niya yung isang lalaki na ito na duguan at may hawak na patalim. She ran away. Hindi na niya alam kung saan siya tumatakbo, kung saang direksyon. Basta ang alam niya, sabi niya, I need to run away from this man, this mad man. The devil is like him. The devil is like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The devil will kill us. Satan will kill us. Wala naman siyang ibang gusto. Ano yun? Pagka tinukso ka niya, papasayahin ka niya? Pagka tinukso ka niya, bibigyan ka lang niya ng pleasure? Hindi pwede. Laging may kapalit. At ang kapalit nun ay kamatayan. It could be death in relationship. It could be death in your financial aspect. It could be death in your dreams. It could be death in your work. Basta may kamatayan. Yan ang kapalit ng trabaho ni Satanas. So, how are we going to respond if we see that in our vision that this Satan, this his work, his temptation will kill me, will destroy me, will bring me away from God, then I run away from him. I have nothing to do with him. Takbo, palayo. When a believer relies on the presence and power of God in his life, he can overcome temptation. Ang temptation nandyan, ang temptation hawak nyo na, ang temptation na sa isip ninyo, ang temptation na sa tabi lang natin. But you can overcome it. It's possible to overcome temptation like how Joseph overcame it. How? He knew that God is with him. God is with him. If I have that awareness that God is with me, not only in the time of success, but even in the time of battle, then I can overcome. A godly person who loves God doesn't want to displease God. This is a perfect picture. This is the distinction of Joseph. Sobrang mahal niya si God. Because lahat tumalikod na sa kanya eh. At hindi rin niya alam kung paano siya mabubuhay sa isang foreign land with his foreign people around him. And then sabi niya doon, nandun siya as a slave, as a servant. At sabi niya, there is no greater person here, even Potiphar, hindi siya yung greater person dito than I am. Bakit? Nakipag-isa siya kay Kristo, nakipag-isa siya sa Diyos. At walang masusunod na iba doon kung hindi ang Diyos na sumasa kanya. That's how distinct life Joseph had. Hindi ka pa pwedeng i-displease ang Panginoon dahil sumasa kanya ang Diyos. But again, we see here how devious Potiphar's wife was. Hindi niya tinantanan si Joseph. Ganyan din si Satanas sa'yo. Ganyan din marahil ang manliligaw. Ganyan din marahil ang negosyo. Ganyan din marahil ang mga tao sa paligid mo na nakaka-irritate somehow. Behind them, there are demons attacking us each day and pulling us down, wanting us dead every day. And then, makita po natin dito, nakakuha ng ebidensya na ginamit against Joseph, yun po kanyang cloak na tinatawag o yung kanyang bandana nasa kamay po ni Potiphar's wife. To cut the long story short, ginawan po ng eksena ni Potiphar's wife, kinasuhan po niya ng rape. No? Meron po siyang false accusation. Have you been a victim of false accusation? Na biktima na po ba kayo ng maling balita? Maling akusasyon? Meron pang tamang akusasyon? Wala, no? Have you been a victim of accusation or false accusation? Yes. We are all, no, victimized by this. Pagsisinungaling ng mga tao, paninira ng mga tao, paggawa ng mga kwentong hindi totoo. I feel you. And Jesus feels for us. Dito sa bahagi na ito, walang binanggit that the Lord was with Joseph. Mapapansin niyo po mamaya, actually tatlo to, di ba? Sa success, the Lord was with Joseph. And then sa second segment ng buhay niya, walang salitang the Lord was with Joseph. Yet, even though hindi naramdaman yung intervention, naganap pa din yung false accusation, nakalabas pa din yung press release ni Potiphar's wife na tinangkaan siyang i-rape o pinagtangkaan siyang halayin ni Joseph. Walang nagtanggol kay Joseph. Walang process ng prosecution or anything. Nangyari na po na siya'y naakusahan. At dumating na po si Potiphar at kanya rin po itong pinakinggan lahat. At sa kwento po ni Potiphar's wife ay somehow na po napasunod si Potiphar at saan po natin matatagpuan si Joseph. Pangatlo, bahagi that the Lord was with Joseph, he was in suffering. Yet God was with him. So yet in this part na po wala, the Lord was with him. Pero nakita po natin how Joseph stood by his foundation that there is no greater person than I am, no, in this place because God is with me. He exemplified it. He, kumbaga para po ipinapakita po niya ito sa kanyang mga salita that I am a believer of God. I am a follower of God. I am a servant of the Most High God. At siya lamang ang susundin ko dito. And then, pangatlo, makita natin dito that the Lord was with Joseph even in time of suffering. So, the faithfulness of God in our suffering. Saan na po matatagpuan si Joseph? He was now in the prison cell. As soon as his master heard the words that his wife spoke to him, "This is the way your servant treated me," his anger was kindled. Nagalit po si Potiphar. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison put Joseph in charge of all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever was done there, he was the one who did it. The keeper of the prison paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it succeed. Wow. Amazing, Joseph. Hindi po siya nalilimitahan ng kanyang distinction, ng kanyang pagkakakilanlan bilang lingkod ng Diyos at bilang anak ng Panginoon. Even in promotion, even sa kanya pong persecution, he remained the same. Joseph was one person, the same in front and back, whether in the palace, in the high courts, or even in the prison cell. Why? Because the Lord was with him. Kasama ko ang Diyos. Paano natin makikita dito that the Lord is faithful even in the time of suffering of Joseph? Remember po, last chapter, the recent chapter that we have studied, sabi po ni Judah, dahil ang babae na ito ay nag-commit ng prostitution or adultery, dapat siyang patayin. Dapat siyang sunugin. That's how horrible ang punishment ng kasalanan during that time. So, maaaring isabihin po natin na sa pagkakataon na ito na isinumbong po ni Potiphar's wife ang ginawa ni Joseph ayon sa kanyang pagkakaalam. At somehow, yun nga po, naniwala si Potiphar at kaya napakulong po si Joseph. Dapat po, ang parusa po nito ay kamatayan. Kasi the scene was committed against the highest official. No, was committed to one of the highest officials. Pero bakit hindi kamatayan? Bakit hindi nahatulan si Joseph ng kamatayan? That's the grace of God. That's the presence of God. That's the justice of God behind all the situation. That's how God redeemed, and that's how God orchestrated the way the punishment would be served to Joseph. Because God knows that Joseph was innocent. At dito po makita natin the faithfulness of the Lord sa buhay po ni Joseph. Iniligtas ng Panginoon si Jose, si Joseph, sa kamatayan. Not only that, makita rin po natin dito that the jailer, yung pong taga-bantay ng mga nakakulong, siya po mismo, kagaya ni Potiphar, he saw the Lord in Joseph. Napaka-evident po noon na even yung highest official, nakikita gumagalaw ang Diyos kay Joseph. Tapos yung the least person siguro among the servants, na nakikita din nila that the Lord was with Joseph. And now the jailer, they saw that the Lord was with Joseph. Ano pong ginawa niya? Dinelegate po niya yung ibang mga trabaho. Ikaw na magbantay, ikaw na magpakain, ikaw na magturo ng values sa loob ng kulungan. Why? Because they have found Joseph truly trustworthy kahit nandun siya sa kulungan. Walang resentment, walang galit, walang pagyayamot, walang pag-iiyak, walang pagmamaktol. He accepted everything. Because he knows that even in this darkness, even in this suffering, God is with me. We see here the Lord's unstoppable favor. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. We see also the Lord here. Ang Panginoon, hindi lang siya gumagalaw kapag tayo successful, pag tayo malaya, pag tayo nakaka-travel. Ang bait-bait naman ni Lord, ang ganda-ganda naman ng blessing niya. Ang sarap naman ng mga binibigay ni Lord. Ang galing-galing talaga niya. Sobrang bait talaga ni God. Wow! Sobrang ganito, ganyan. Pero paano kapag ka ikaw na lang? Paano kapag ka nagsasuffer ka? Nagagalit ka kay Lord, nagtatampo ka. But we see here the greatness of the Lord that sa katiting na lugar po na iyon, sa prison cell po na iyon, sa madilim na yugib, sa mabaho na kulungan na iyon, sabi doon ipinamalas ng Diyos kay Joseph ang kanyang di masayod na pag-ibig at ang kanyang katapatan sa kanya. Takot tayong maghirap. Takot tayong mahirapan. Takot tayo sa mga kawalan. Bakit? Kasi nawawala na tayo ng kontrol. Nawawala na rin ang mga senses natin. Nawawala na ng perks, ang mga delights natin. At dito tayo again, nahuhulog. Papalayo sa Panginoon. We assume, and talaga pong napakamaling assumption na hindi nakakagagalaw ang Diyos sa panahon ng kahirapan. But you see here, God is the same. Not only yesterday, today, and forever, but He is the same even in success, even in battle, even in sufferings. But we don't allow God to move in our sufferings. We don't allow Him to touch us and to give us His favor even sa kakarampot na lugar. Bakit nga ba ganun? Dahil ang mga mata po natin, ang pakiramdam natin, outward, physical. Yung nararamdaman, yung nakikita, yung nararamdaman. But you know, the movement of God, the presence of the Lord is infinite. Yung maramdaman mo na ikaw lang at ang Diyos kahit sa maliit na lugar na to, you cover the world because God is with you. we miss so much of God. We miss a lot with the Lord. Nababox po natin siya eh. When everything seems good, wow, God is working. Praise the Lord. But how about when the bad things happen? Where is God? But here we see, it's the jailer who testified that he saw the Lord in Joseph's life. Are you in suffering? Nasa pighati ka ba ng buhay? Nasa paghahanap? Nasa kalungkutan? Nasa sakit? Nasa offense? Nasa pagdaramdam? And yes, we linger on those pain, on those memories. Pero where is God? And how is God moving in your life? And how is God manifesting in your life? Even in your in suffering. Mga kapatid, can we turn our what ifs to even ifs? Parang minsan, madalas mag-uusap tayo, paano kung hindi niya na yun ibigay? Paano kung wala kang 13th month? Paano kung hindi ka na magka-boyfriend? Paano kung hindi mag-work? Paano kung hindi na ako makabayad sa utang? Paano kung hindi ako mag-asawa? Paano kung hindi na ako magkanak? Can we turn those what ifs to even ifs? Even if hindi ako magka-boyfriend? Even if hindi na yata ako magkakanak? Even if hindi ako magka-breakthrough? Even if I will still praise the Lord. That's why David said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. At ang dulo ng lahat ng ito, ang dulo ng success, ang dulo ng battle, ang dulo ng sufferings, I will dwell in the house of the Lord, Yahweh, forever. Habakkuk said in chapter 3, verses 17 to 19, for even if the fig tree doesn't blossom, and no fruit is on the vines, even if the olive tree fails to produce and the fields yield no food at all, even if the sheep vanish from the sheep pen and there are no cows in the stalls, still I will rejoice in Adonai. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. Elohim Adonai is my strength. He makes me swift and sure-footed as a deer, and enables me to stride over my high places. Yet, I will rejoice. Even if I die, even if I suffer, even if I will rejoice. Yet, I will rejoice in plenty or in lack, in good times and in bad times, in comforting and in suffering, in day and night, I will rejoice in the Lord. If this is a time for suffering, kung para sa atin, ito yung panahon na naghihirap ang kalooban natin. Kung para sa atin, ito yung naghihirap ang ating kaisipan o ang ating buhay. Draw from your reserves. Balikan mo ang panahon na ikaw'y matagumpay. Balikan mo ang panahon na kasama mo ang Diyos sa tagumpay. Balikan mo yung panahon na inipunan ka ng Diyos ng lakas. Kaya pagka tayo kumakain po sa tanghalian o hapunan, Actually, ngayon, parang walang breakfast kasi fasting, no? Pagharap mo sa pagkain, sabihin mo, thank you for the blessing. I need this, Lord, to be strong. Kain ka ng masustansyang pagkain. Pag makakatulog ka, thank you, Lord. Sa house, sa bed, I can sleep. I need this, Lord, para maging relax, healed ang isip. When you have with your friends, when you are with your life group, you thank the Lord. Sabihin mo sa Panginoon, thank you for my friends, thank you for my life group, thank you for my pastor, thank you for my mentors. Thank you, kasama ko sila sa journey. Kailangan ko to, Lord. Maayos kami ngayon. Kailangan namin to, Lord. Meron kang pera. Iayos mo. Iayos mong lahat. Pag-manage ng pera, yung tithes, offerings, unahin mo ang Panginoon, mag-save ka. Mag-invest ka for the things that last forever. Sumali ka sa kingdom movement of God. Maging kingdom provider ka because the kingdom of God lasts forever. Ayusin mo ang lahat dahil hindi laging maliwanag. Mayroong gabi. Hindi laging bulalas. Hindi laging meron. May panahon ng kawalan. There's time for everything. Pero paano mo masasabi na even in life and in death, in His time, He makes all things beautiful? If you believe, God is with you. Let us change our vocabularies. Hindi na yung paano kung gawin natin kahit na. Kahit pa. I will still rejoice in the Lord. May the Lord's presence be evident in our lives. Binanggit po dito yung word na Potiphar saw and the jailer saw that the Lord was with Joseph. Maliban lamang po sa isa na nakakita kay Lord, yun po si Potiphar's wife, hindi niya nakita si Lord eh. Nakita niya yung tao. Nakita niya yung kaakit-akit na Jose, ni Joseph. Kaya hindi lang siya yung gustong mahulog sa kasalanan, pati ibang tao gusto niyang ihulog. Ingat po tayo sa nakikita natin, hinahanap at tinitingnan. When we look at people with their outward appearances, madalas tayo masisipayo at madadapa. Hanapin niyo po ang Diyos sa tao na yun. At kapag nakita niyo po ang Diyos sa tao na yun, huwag niyo pong tantanan yung tao na yun. That's God's anointed man. Follow Him. Walk with Him. Journey with Him. Pangalawang banda din, tayo mga kababaihan, ingat po tayo. Along the Bible stories, maraming nahuhulog sa kasalanan because of women. So sana po, we guard the men in the house, we guard the men in your family, you pray for them, you love them, you respect them, you honor them in the Lord. At makita po natin doon na hindi tayo magiging kasangkapan ng ikakahulog ng sinuman. Potiphar saw that the Lord was with Joseph, and he promoted him. And when he promoted him, grabe yung balik. Siya po'y napagpala din. It's only because of the Lord. And the jailer, even in the sufferings of Joseph, Joseph still flourishes. In the time of injustice, nakalimutan na rin siya ni Potiphar. Pero nakita po natin ang kapayapaan sa puso ni Joseph. Because meron siyang sinasabi niya that even if, nasa maliit akong lugar, nasa madilim akong lugar, dahil kasama ko ang Diyos, pwede akong pumailan lang, pwede kong makita, hindi ang aking sitwasyon, kung hindi ang kamay ng Diyos. Mga kapatid, what is your current situation right now? Are you in success? What's the purpose of your blessing? What's the purpose of your breakthrough? Sana, igayak natin ang lahat ng pagpapala na iyan tungo sa ikalalakas natin pang loob upang magamit tayo ng Diyos at higit sa lahat, maharap natin ang lahat ng pagsubok sa susunod na chapter ng buhay natin ng may tagumpay. Are you in battle? Or kahapon lang nahulog ka sa kasalanan? O ngayon, you are in the midst of temptation? Good news, you can overcome. There is no greater person here than you who've decided Jesus be with you. No one is greater than you are. No one can bring you to temptation. No one can bring you to test. No one can bring you to death unless you allow them. If the Lord is with you, then be that higher person over that person na naghihila sa'yo pababa. Are you in suffering? Meron bang sakit? Hindi lang physical, mental, emotional. Meron bang pagkalito? Meron bang rejection? Meron bang abandonment? Meron bang loss? Meron grief? Merong kawalan ng pera? Ano bang suffering po iyan? May you rise up and you say to the Lord, Lord, I believe you're with me. That even though I walk through this darkness, you will never leave me. And you will help me overcome. Sana po ito yung maging daluyan ng puso natin ngayon, simula ngayon. Not only that we study that the Lord was with Joseph, gustuhin na rin natin, Lord, be with me. Be with me, Lord. In ups and downs of life, in our pilgrimage, in good times and bad times, the presence of God is everything. May I invite everyone to please bow down your head and just close your eyes. Shall we have a moment of silence before the Lord? Hindi marahil na ngayon mo lang narinig itong kwento ni Joseph. Matagal na, o ikaw yung nagtotalk, ikaw yung nagpipreach. Hindi rin aksidente na binalik ka ng Panginoon dito. Para po sa atin, na bago nyo lamang po narinig ito, kwento na ito. This is not just about Joseph. This is about also for us. The steadfast love of the Lord is with us today. Gusto po niya na maranasan mo to. Maranasan nating lahat. Let us just come to the Lord with a sincere heart. At tanungin natin sa ating mga puso, sagutin natin ang tanong na ito, is the Lord really with me? Is the Lord really with me? Kasama ko ba ang Diyos? Nasa akin ba talaga ang Diyos? Sa iyong tagumpay, kanino mo inaangkla ang tagumpay na ito? Bakit ka matagumpay? Bakit ka merong ganitong klase ng favor? Do not miss God. He caused it for you to be blessed. Bakit nasasagot ng Diyos ang lahat ng mga panalangin mo? Wow, He knows you. He cares for you. Mga kapatid, today as we come, yung puso po natin talaga na yung wag lang natin sabihin, Lord, be with me, sumaakin ka, Panginoon, samahan mo ako. Kung hindi, lahat ng akin, lahat ng meron ako ngayon, it's only because of you, God. And I relinquish everything, the ownership to you alone. I say, thank you, God, I bless your name. At tulungan mo din ako, Panginoon, na sa tagumpay na ito, mabuo ako. Huwag akong yumabang. Huwag akong magpakasaya na parang mabubuhay lang ako sa mundong ito. Mapaghandaan ko mga susunod na araw ng buhay mula sa mga pagpapala na ito na makapaglingkod ako sa iyo ng tapat. If this is who you are right now, you are relinquishing your success. Everything that you are and everything that you have, you are saying to the Lord, Lord, lahat ito sa iyo, para sa iyo, maging ang buhay ko. If this is who you are, just please stand up quietly. You are in constant battle. Lagi kang nakikipagdigma kay Satanas. Lagi kang nakikipag-tug of war sa kanya. And sometimes nakakalusot ka. And sometimes napapatawad ka ng Diyos. But you feel the guilt of falling into temptation again and again. And you wanna say, God, be with me so that I can finally overcome Satan and say to him, you're done. Because God is with me. The Lord is with me. You are praying to the Lord right now. God, strengthen me to overcome against temptation. That finally today, I would decide, my life is yours. My days are yours. And I'm gonna live for you alone. If this is your prayer, wherever you are, please stand up and just offer your life to the Lord. You're saying, done, deal na, tapos na itong pakikipagdigma ko kay Satanas. Lord, I wanna be with you and you with me. You are in suffering. You are in sickness. You are in turmoil. You are in deep agony, in deep sadness. You are in deep need, financially, relationally. You feel all alone. You feel anxious, worried, depressed. You feel afraid of the future. Takot kang mawala ang control sa kamay mo. And right now you're saying, God, I'm relinquishing the hand control to you. And saying to you, God, be with me. Even if I walk through this darkness. If this is your prayer, please stand up wherever you are. Be with me in my fear. Be with me in my anxiousness. Be with me in my grief. Be with me in my loss. Be with me, God, in my dreams, in my insecurities. Be with me, Lord. In the story, we see three things. God, the Lord Yahweh, is with His people. Second, the Lord Yahweh is with His people all the time. At pangatlo, the Lord Yahweh is with His people all the time, always. And if this is your desire, Lord, I want this truth to be evident in my life. That people will see that you are with me. People will see that you're working in me and manifesting in me and through me. All the days of my life and all my walks in this life till I see you face to face. If this is your heart's cry, let us all stand up and let us pray to the Lord. We're going to sing this song. I want us to sing this song as our prayer. And let us just worship Him. Linger to Him. Sige po, let's declare this. Lord. Church, we're used to worship the Lord na po. And ang sarap umawit kasamang mga kapatiran. Masarap umawit kapag mayroong instruments, may praise team. But you know, this message is very personal to me. For this church, 41 years. And for our walk, individually, we're walking in the Lord. We're walking for Him, with Him. Mukhang bibig na po natin yun. The Lord, Lord Jesus. Personal. Sana makilala natin talaga yung presence ni Lord. Yung totoo mo siyang mahal, yung totoo mo siyang pinaglilingkuran, yung totoo mo siya na alam mo kasama mo siya. Kaya, in success, sa pagpanahon ng tagumpay, hindi ka nagwawala. Hindi mo rin siya iniiwan. Hindi mo siya sinasawalang bahala. Sa success, humble ka. You recognize that it's all by Him. Wala sa connection sa tao. Wala sa chances. It's all by Him. Magpasalamat tayo sa Kanya. In battle, narurugdog din yung puso ng Diyos pag nakikita niya tayo na we're trying to wrestle with Satan. Can we finally say, God be with me so I can be kumbaga parang done now with the evil works. Kahit na mawalan ako ng kaibigan, kahit na mawalan ako ng connection, kahit mawalan pa ako ng benepisyo, basta tatayo ako para sa'yo. That's the Lord's presence in us. And our lives here, mga kapatid, hindi tayo forever po dito. Only one life will soon be passed. No, talagang, sasabi niya, only what's done for Christ will last. Madalas na po natin yung sabihin, kaya even in our sufferings, we continue on. Huwag mo sasabihin sa Panginoon, tapos na ako, Lord, kasi ang hirap naman maglingkod. No. Huwag mong limitahan ng Diyos.
Ano kaya niyang gawin kapag dalawa na lang kayo sa selda, kagaya ni Joseph? Ano ang kaya niyang pagdalhan sa'yo kapag ka nasa balik ka ng karamdaman? Saan kanya pwedeng dalhin at kung pwede niyang ipakitang kayamanan sa'yo kahit sa'id na ang iyong pera? That's the Lord's presence. I want us all to come to the Lord. Pwede bang umawit lang tayo na yung parang tayo lang at ang Diyos? And can we sing this a cappella? And just say to the Lord your heart. Kasi we can only pray for each other. And that's it. Natapos natin yung program. Pero have we been touched by God? Have we been... kumbaga po, talaga nabalot na ba talaga tayo ng presensya ng Panginoon? And it's a daily thing. Pero bakit natin ito gagawin? Kasi mula ngayon Lord, hanggang dulo, I'm gonna walk with you. I want the covenant, Yahweh the God, to be with me. Can we sing that song? A cappella. Let's just all bow our heads and close our eyes.
Jesus, ikaw ang buhay ko. Magtitiwala sa iyo. Papupurihan ka. Aawitan ka. Jesus, ikaw ang buhay ko. Magtitiwala sa iyo. Papupurihan ka. Aawitan ka. Jesus, ikaw ang magtitiwala sa iyo. Papupurihan ka. Aawitan ka. Buong buhay. Pupurihan. magtitiwala sa iyo.
Sa iyong harapan. Humihingi kami ng tawad sa mga panahon at napakarami nito na kami nakalimot. Pasalamatan ka. Hawakan ng may responsibilidad at pakikipagtalaga sa iyo sa mga panahon ng pagpapala. Patawarin mo kami na hindi namin kinilala ang kayamanan mo at ang pabor mo na buhay kami sa sarili namin. Patawarin mo kami sa mga panahon na nahuhulog kami sa kasalanan at pinipili naming mahulog away from you. Nagre-rebelte kami sa iyo. Patawad, Panginoon. Patawarin mo kami, Panginoon, na nililimitahan ka namin sa panahon ng paghihirap. Patawarin mo kami na kami pa rin ang may gustong magmaneho ng buhay namin kahit na kami po ay nasa kadiliman, kagipitan, kalungkutan at sakit. Today, Lord, we come to you and we want to say, Lord, please be with us. Please be with us, Lord. Samahan mo kami. Samahan mo kami sa tagumpay, lungkot, saya, at anumang paglalakbay ng buhay. Because your presence is everything, God. Your presence alone is a life. Tulungan mo kami, Panginoon, na kagaya ni Joseph, makita namin ang iyong kapangyarihan at lakbayin namin ang buhay na ito kasama ka. And people will see that you are really true and you are with us. People will be saved because they see your glory in our walk. Thank you that you are faithful, Lord, in our lives. Kasama ka namin sa buhay na ito. Kasama ka namin sa lahat ng oras at sa lahat ng uri ng daan. Salamat po, pinaparangalan ka namin, Panginoon, niluluwalhati ka namin. And even in the life of this church, Lord, we've been through a lot. People come and go in this church. But one thing we desire, Lord, let your presence be seen in this church. Let your glory be seen in this church. Let your hand move in this church. Habang buhay, Lord, susunod kami sa iyo. This is our cry and prayer, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon.